ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तये नमो नमः ओम श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः. You know one thing, in our, all the planets, no, 7 plus the 2 shadow planets, Rahu and Ketu. The Ketu is called Jnana Karakaha. For a spiritual wisdom, Jnana Karaka, like each planet now is connected to each thing. Now we say Vidya Karakaha Buddha. You know, Kalatra Karakaha Shukraha. Like, no, everyone is connected. Like this Ketu, even though Jupiter is there, different. No, Sukha, Subha Karakaha Guruhu. But Vijnana Karakaha Ketuhu. And the Ketu, to tackle, suppose the Ketu in your astrological chart, whether it's a favorable in an unfavorable position. You know, to tackle Ketu Bhagavan, no, Ketu, you need only, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan as Ganapati. The Ketu can cause obstacles also. Jnana Karaka, he'll make you mature really. By putting a lot of obstacles in life, he'll make you. So we say, Ganapati is the Devata. For to Ketu, to neutralize Ketu's effects, ill effects, or to have better effects, you have to have worship Bhagavan. You know the grace of Bhagavan as Mahaganapati. It's good. Some connection is there. I'm saying, why we saw a lot of class with the Ganapati Atharvasirsha. So Rahu means Subramanya, Kartikeya. Brothers, both brothers had to please. Anyway, that's it. That's a side thing, information. Om Namo Bhagavate,
Om Namo Bhagavate
Hanumate,
Hanumate
Anjaneyaya,
Anjaneyaya
Anjananandanam Viram,
Anjananandanam Viram
Janaki Shokanashanam,
Janaki Shokanashanam
Kapishamakshahantaram,
Kapishamakshahantaram
Vande Lanka Bhayankaram,
Vande Lanka Bhayankaram
Buddhir Balam Yashodhairyam,
Buddhir Balam Yashodhairyam
Nirbhayatvam,
Nirbhayatvam
Arogata,
Arogata
Ajadhyam,
Ajadhyam
Vakpatutvam cha,
Vakpatutvam cha
Hanumat
Smaranat
Bhavet
Asadhya Sadhaka
Swamin
Asadhyam
Tavakim Vada Ramaduta Dayasindho Matkaryam Sadhaya Prabhu Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate
Hanumate
Hanumate
Anjaneyaya
Anjaneyaya
Apyayantu Mamangani
Apyayantu Mamangani
Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramatho Balamindriyanicha Sarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Astva Nirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishatsu Dharmas Te Mayi Santu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So today we have to read the 25th section. We already completed it. రీడ్ వన్స్. సయేవ అధస్తాత్ సహయేవ అధస్తాత్. I'm slightly changing the mantra sounds and then I'm chanting, okay? Mupush, the visarga is not there, but I'm spitting the sentence, okay? And then I'm reading it. Sahayeva adhastat.
Sahayeva adhastat.
Saha uparishtat.
Saha uparishtat.
Saha paschat.
Saha paschat.
Saha purastat.
Saha purastat.
Saha dakshinatah.
Saha dakshinatah.
Saha uttaratah.
Saha uttaratah.
Sahayeva.
Sahayeva.
Idam sarvam.
Idam sarvam.
Iti. Until then, Sanat Kumaraha presents the definition of the Bhuma. The definition of Bhuma, which has already presented in the 24th section, he again continues, what is that Bhuma? Bhuma, please remember, Nakarantaha Pullingaha Bhuman Shabdaha. The word Bhuma is a masculine gender word ending in na. Therefore, Saha. Who is Bhuma? Kaha Bhuma? Yaha Purastat, Yaha Uparishtat, Yaha Adhastat. Remember that now. Yaha Adhastat, Yaha Dakshinataha, Yaha Uttarataha, Asti, Yaha Eva Idam Sarvam, Saha Bhuma. Okay now, got that. So, Saha Bhuma. So, here, he says, all that is here is only Bhuma. There is nothing which is not Bhuma here. All that is here is Bhuma. And Sahayeva Idam Sarvam. That Bhuma, absolute Idam Sarvam Sahayeva. Means what? Idam Sarvam, this entire objective universe, including one's body, mind and complex, is nothing but that Bhuma. Idam sarvam, that one third person singular pronoun idam, and the word sarvam, everything, the entire. Idam sarvam, this entire universe. Idam indicates what? This objective universe. And one word idam is equal to the whole objective universe, the cosmos. Idam sarvam, this universe in its entirety, is nothing but Bhuma, Sahayeva, Sahayeva. Eva again is what? The indicable emphasizing. There's nothing else other than Bhuma. Therefore, this is what now, this is a statement wherein you resolve the whole matter in consciousness. The entire objective material universe, inert material universe, what now? Resolved in consciousness as mithya. And is called what? Resolving the universe, negating the universe as mithya. And saying there's no universe other than consciousness, there's no matter other than consciousness, there's no jagat other than Bhuma, is called what? What samanadhikaranyam? Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Negated through negation. Then, see next sentence now. Athato, athato hankara deshaha. Atha, atha, say atha, ataha, ahankara deshaha. Eva, aham eva adhastat.
Aham eva adhastat.
Aham uparishtat.
Aham uparishtat.
Aham paschat.
Aham paschat.
Aham purastat.
Aham purastat.
Aham dakshinatah.
Aham dakshinatah.
Aham uttaratah.
Aham uttaratah.
Aham eva idam sarvam.
Aham eva idam sarvam.
So again, now aham. When you say aham, aham is a first person singular pronoun used to refer to one's own self, used by every individual. Therefore, every individual also essentially what? bhoma. This ahameva idam sarvam is also what now here it says. This jiva is also what now. Ahameva idam sarvam means the description of the bhoma, description of the jiva, it happens to be the same description. Jiva and Brahma are not two different things. They are one and the same. It's also made very clear here. And what happens now is a Mahavakyam. We can call this 25th section a section discussing the presenting the Mahavakyam. And what is a Mahavakyam? A Mahavakyam, a great declaration of the Vedic, Vedantic declaration, and which is a simple small sentence which reveals the greatest fact of identity between the individual and the total. A Mahavakyam is a statement which reveals the identity between individual and the total. And here in the previous section, in the sixth section, in the previous chapter, sixth chapter, the Mahavakyam was presented directly. It's a direct, straightforward Mahavakyam was given. Tat Brahmatvamasi, that absolute reality you're searching for another than yourself. Tvam, Tat Brahmatvamasi is a Mahavakyam, which is a very direct Mahavakyam, directly presented, a straightforward Mahavakyam, isn't it? But here, Mahavakyam is presented, but not directly. It's indirectly given. How do we say indirectly? Instead of saying that Brahmatvamasi, what is this? The description given for the jiva, the description given for the bhuma, is one and the same. Isn't it? It's called, actually, tadabhinna abhinna abhinnam. Tadabhinna abhinna abhinnam. Tadabhinna abhinnam means what? Tadabhinna bhinna bhinnam. No? Tadabhinna bhinna bhinnam means Brahman is, see, everything here is bhuma. The description here. Everything here is bhuma. Everything here is atma. Everything I am. What does it mean? If I am everything, everything is bhuma. Bhuma is everything. Atma is everything. What does it mean? I, Atma and Bhuma are not different. One and the same. Because Lakshana Aikyat, Lakshya Aikyam. Lakshana Aikyam means what? The description of the Bhuma, description of the Atma, description of the reality, description of the self, description of the Jiva Swarupam is the same. Therefore what? They are one. One and the same. Not different. That is what is understood here. It's like say, no, they are not directly given. Indirectly, Mahavakyam is presented. So you can say, the 25th section presents the Mahavakyam. Mahavakyam, what it reveals the Jiva, Ishvara or Jiva Brahma Aikyam. It reveals the non-difference between the Rupa of the Jiva and Brahma. Okay. Let us see the next sentence also. Atha, Ataha, Atma Deshaha, Yeva, Atmaivadastat, Atmaivadhastat, Atma Uparishtat, Atma Paschat, Atma Purastat, Atma Dakshinatah, Atma Uttaratah, Atma Eva Idam Sarvam. See, Bhuma Eva Idam Sarvam, first it was said. Then, Aham Eva Idam Sarvam, it was said. Now, Atma Eva Idam Sarvam. Which means what? Description is the same. Atma Eva Idam Sarvam, Aham Eva Idam Sarvam, Bhuma Eva Idam Sarvam. Means, Aham, Atma, Bhuma, are not three different things. They are one and the same. Aham bhuma, idam bhuma, atma bhuma. Atma is what? Atma and bhuma are two different words implying one and the same absolute reality in terms of its swarupam. The word atma also implies the same reality, the consciousness, implying its nature of all pervasiveness, thereby obtaining as the innermost essence of every being. The word bhuma also implies the same absolute reality, consciousness, implying its nature of limitlessness, infinitude. So the two different words, but both the words imply what? Only reality, one and the same reality in terms of its nature. The word bhuma reveals Brahman in terms of its nature of limitlessness, infinitude. The word atma reveals the reality, consciousness, in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. The two different words. And why aham is used? Aham is what? Aham, the knower, the subject, subject of knowledge, and the knower's swarupam also is the same consciousness, bhuma, same reality, the consciousness implied by the words atma and bhuma. They are not two. Therefore, aham bhuma, sarvam bhuma, aham idam sarvam. Why? Aham bhuma. And here, jiva, brahma, swarupa, aikya also is established here. Therefore, it's what now? Aikya samanadhi karanya. Remember all those things? Taught long ago? Okay. Atma eva idam sarvam. See, that's why very beautifully she said here. Atma eva idam sarvam. Bhuma eva idam sarvam. Saha bhuma eva idam sarvam. Aham eva idam sarvam. Made very clear. So, using the badhayam samanadhikaranyam, then using the lakshya aikya samanadhikaranyam. So, aikya samanadhikaranyat jiva brahma swarupa aikyam is established. And then badhayam samanadhikaranyat matter is negated as what? Mithya. There is no matter, only consciousness is also established. Now, what is the final lesson? Brahma satyam, jagan mithya, jivo brahmaiva naparaha. There is no jiva, there is no jagat other than Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. That is made very clear. It's all old class lessons. We had to proceed further. Now, hereafter, Upanishad presents the Jnana Phalam, the benefit of knowledge. It's called Phalashrutihi. In every stotram, you find Phalashrutihi, and here also Phalashrutihi comes. Phalashrutihi means, the statements of Veda, the Vedic words themselves reveal the benefit of knowledge. Even simple stotrams, you find last verse will be a Phalashruti. So why Phalashruti is given? Phalashruti is given means we will know definitely it's worth making all efforts to know the reality. Paramatma Jnanam is of some use. No, Phalam is there, benefit is there. Because the human beings' mentalities, we are all utilitarians. Without knowing some benefit, labha is there or not, we will not make efforts. So we should make, it's worth making all possible efforts to attain the knowledge of the truth. Jnana, the palam is mentioned. What is the palam? It is not something simply blah, it's not a blabbering. Satyam, it's true, it's a fact. There is benefit. What benefit? Moksha is the benefit. And kidrushaha mokshaha jivan muktihi. Now, while living this life itself, there is a moksha is promised by the Shastram. But what you need? Jnanam. So, how serious you are, depending upon that, there is moksha is possible. Okay. and that is presented here. The Jnana Palam is presented in the next following sentences. See this now. Sava yeshaha. Evam pashyan.
Evam
manvanaha.
Evam
vijanan. So here, saha va yeshaha, it all this pronoun saha, yeshaha, va, generally it means whoever it is, okay? Any person here, kaschit purushaha, whoever it is, in this manner, pashyan, evam pashyan, having understood, studied the shastram, understood the content of the teaching systematically. So, pashyan stands for shravanam, manvanaha stands for mananam, and vijanan stands for what? Nididhyasanam and jnanam. So, evam pashyan, evam manvanaha, evam vijanan. In this manner, having understood the reality, in which manner? All that is there is only Brahma, absolute reality, Bhuma. Okay, Bhuma Shabdena Suchyamanaha Paramatma, or the absolute reality implied through by these words, Bhumanatma, having understood that oneness of the reality, secondlessness of the reality, non-duality of the reality, having understood can say Brahmanaha Ekatvam, Advitiyatvam, Advayatvam. Having understood in this manner, through Shravanam, and thereafter reflecting upon that fact which has understood that all that is there is only Brahma, and even having all his possible doubts also resolved, Manvanaha, Evam Vijanan. That Vijanan implies what? Vijnanam. Isn't Vijnanam? Vijnanam, clear, doubt-free, ascertained, ever-remembered, unforgettable knowledge. Now, Vijanan, this person, what now? He became what? A wise person. There's a four words are mentioned by the Upanishad. He becomes Atmaratihi. Say now. Atmaratihi. Atmakridaha.
Atmakridaha.
Atmamithunaha.
Atmamithunaha.
Atmanandaha.
Atmanandaha.
Saswarat.
Saswarad
bhavati.
Bhavati.
Saswarad bhavati.
Saswarad bhavati.
Okay, until then, the description of a wise person, a jnani. This is a person who has studied the scripture systematically, regularly, thereby who has understood the unfoldment of subject matter of the teaching, and thereby who has reflected upon the teaching, has got his doubts also resolved logically, and now, and as a result of which, he has got now clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality in this manner. In which manner? Aham Brahma Asmi, Sarvam Brahma, Brahma, Idam Sarvam Brahma, Aham Brahma, therefore, Brahma Ivaham, Idam Sarvam. All that is there is only Brahma. One who has his clear vision, such a person, Atmaratihi.
Atmaratihi.
So, Atmaratihi. All these words you already studied in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So many times it is, verses are there. It is what? No. Explaining the Jnani Lakshanam. Atmaratihi, Atman, Evatmana, Tushtaha, Asita, Prajnyasta, Dochate. You already learnt all these words, not new words at all. Atmaratihi, then Atmakridaha, Atmamithunaha, Atmanandaha. All these words give you general meaning. What is it? The wise person revels in one's own self. Atma Ramaha. Last class. And explain the meaning of the word Rama also. I told Swasmin Ramate Iti Ramaha. One who revels in one's own self is Rama. That is where you know. The same meaning. Atma Ratihi is a masculine feminine gender word. Ramaha, Ramanaha is a masculine gender word. But here Atmaratihi together is what? One who revels in one's own self, a masculine gender word or a feminine gender also, no problem. Okay, Atmaratihi, one who revels in one's own self. Atma Kridaha means what? Same meaning, one who revels in one's own self. Atma Mithunaha means what again? You know, one who enjoys the company of one's own self. For whom, whose second person is whom? There's a second thing which is dependent on for his happiness. One who, same meaning. Atmanandaha means what? The one for whom very self is sukham, happiness and fullness. This is the meaning. But here, Shankara Bhagavatpada differentiates. He says, Atmaratihi means one, no, he says, Shankara differentiates, he is slight difference. Deha matra sadhana ratihi. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Deha matra sadhana ratihi. Which means, when he is all alone himself, without, the, you know, not in the company of anybody else, then also he is reveling in himself. He is happy being himself. He is not, okay? He is not dependent on anything in the world for his happiness. Atmaratihi. When he is alone also, he revels in himself. Then, when he, now, Atma Kridaha, he says, Bahya Sadhana Krida. Suppose this wise person is in the company of other people. Bahya Sadhana. He is in the company of other things and amidst situations, amidst people also. Still, he is not dependent on the external world for his happiness. Even then, he is happy himself. He is reveling in his own self. Whether he is alone himself, whether he is in the company of other people, he revels in his own swarupam, means he is not dependent on anything else in the world for his happiness. Now, when he is alone himself, he is happy himself. When he is other people, he depends on other people. No. When he is in the company of other people also, he is happy. When he is not in the company of other people also, he is happy. Atmaratihi, Atmakridaha, Adishankar Bhagavatpada makes this difference. Okay. Then, Atmamithunaha. So, Shankara says, Loke Sthribihi Sakibhischa Kridati Darshanat. Suppose people always, Mithunam means a pair. Atmamithunaha means always enjoying the company of one more person other than oneself. Enjoying the company of another person, one more person, other than oneself. Not the whole world, not many things or anything. At least some people like the company of a second person. Emotional companionship, isn't it? See, our Shastram recommends having emotional companionship. That is why very vivaha, why samskara is organized. But how, when, how long? That's there. Therefore, Atma Mithunaha means one who is not dependent on even intimate relationship with another person for his happiness. Right? It's called Atma Mithunaha. Okay? Atmanandaha. Atmanandaha. He says, Dvandva Janitam Sukham Mithunam. Dvandva janitam sukham mithunam. So, in the enjoyment of, you know, pleasure as a result of being the company of another person, one more person, next person. It's called that mithunam. And one who is independent of even that companionship for his happiness. So, dvandva nirapeksham, one who is not dependent on the company of another person for his happiness. Atmanandaha. Atmanandaha. Atmanandaha means the one whose happiness is absolutely his own swarupam. For a wise person, happiness is not a state of mind. Happiness is not a time-bound state of mind in form of pleasure. And for him, happiness and Atma are not two different things. Why Atma Swarupam is happiness. The one for whom happiness is one's own Swarupam is called Atmanandaha. Okay, these four words indicate the Jnana Phalam being Jivan Muktihi. Atmaratihi, Atma Kridaha, Atma Mithunaha, Atma Anandaha, these four words indicate Jivan Muktihi of a wise person. Look at next word. Saha Swarad Bhavati.
Saswarad Bhavati.
Saha Swarad Bhavati. He becomes a Swarad. Swarad Bhavati Sandhi. Because of Sandhi, Swarad Bhavati, the word is there. Swarat means self-effulgent reality. Swayam Rajate iti Swarat. That which shines by itself, that which is of the nature of effulgence is called Swarat. And what is that which is of the nature of effulgence, which is of the nature of knowledge? Absolute reality. What is absolute reality? Bhuma. Saha Swarad Bhavati means this wise person becomes Bhuma, becomes Brahma, becomes the self-effulgent reality. Here, even though Upanishad uses the word Bhavati, does it really mean, does he become Brahma? No. The wise person does not become Brahma. He discovers his Swarupam, the content of I, the substance of the substantive I, the Swarupam of the knower experiencer being nothing but pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma or Bhuma or Atma. Okay, discovering one's own Swarupam being consciousness, the absolute reality, is what? Becoming Brahma. So for this person, what is his Swarupam? What is the content of I? Consciousness, Bhuma. Who can say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Swarad Bhavati. Swarad Bhavati. That's vision. But Swarad Bhavati means he remains one with the Brahman. He remains one with Brahman means he attains Videha Muktihi. The word Swarat stands for the attainment of Videha Mukti by this wise person. What is Videha Mukti and what is Sadeha Muktihi? Jivan Muktihi. Sadeha Muktihi means Jivan Muktihi. Being free while living is what? Sadeha Muktihi. Having the body, enjoying the body, mind, sense, complex is upadhi also. One can be emotionally free. So being free from emotional dependence while living, enjoying the parabdha also, exhausting the parabdha, enjoying the body, mind, sense, complex also, one can be emotionally free if there is wisdom. And that is what now? We say jivan muktihi. Is it? Enjoying the body, mind, sense, complex, having the limitations of the body, mind, sense, complex also, still one can be emotionally independent. Physically, you cannot be independent. Physically, you are dependent on food for hunger, the water for a thirst. Physically, you are independent, but emotionally, you can be independent. And what does it mean by saying being emotionally independent? Being emotionally independent, being emotionally free means not being dependent on the situation or people or anything else in the world for one's happiness and peace and security. Called freedom from emotional dependence is Jivan Muktihi. And the wise person has that. That is what is beautifully said using four different words as Atma Ratihi, Atma Kridaha, Atma Mithunaha, Atma Anandaha. But what about the Videha Muktihi? he remains one with the Brahman. Means, this person while living has discovered clearly there is no other content of I other than consciousness, Bhuma. He understood very well. Not only that, after this, because of this jnanam, what happens? He does not have, he is free from the hold of desires. He is free from the hold of all emotions. Therefore, this person doesn't have any binding desires. He is free from kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. He is free from the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. While enjoying the body, mind and complex also, this person does not have any identity. Even the relative identity he has with the body, mind and complex. His appreciation of Ishvara's order also he has. Therefore, he is free from the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Is being free from the notions, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer is what? Being free from kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, doership and enjoyership. Isn't it? As a result of which, what now? His mind is what now? Enlightened mind. Isn't it? Andhakara rahitam manaha. So his mind is free from ignorance. Therefore, when the prarabdha gets exhausted, how long this person lives as a jivan muktaha? How long does he live? As long as prarabdha is there, this person lives as a jivan muktaha. And for like anybody else, a wise person also has to die like an ignorant person. His body also has to fall apart, gets disintegrated. But what happened, you all remember very well, in Dhritarashtra Viveka class, I taught you what is death, isn't it? The Sukshma Shariram leaves. Sukshma Shariram alone departs. Departure of subtle body from the gross body is the fall of the physical body, disintegration of the physical body, which is called death, isn't it? One is Sukshma departs, but Sukshma Shariram does not die. As a departure of the mind is the departure of the entire Sukshma. I told you one thing very clearly, mind can never be destroyed. Mind of a human mind can never be destroyed. And the mind alone comes back again and again and again, assuming a new bodies, same mind comes back. Mind has no age. Mind doesn't age. And mind matures. Every janma it comes, there's some growth on the part of the my person. That's called what? Emotional maturity. Every janma it comes, you grow little bit. Grow little bit. Isn't it? So this way mind comes, mind matures in every janma, supposed to. Okay? Supposed to mature every janma. The mind goes, mind comes back. How long does the mind come back? How long does it come back? As long as ignorance is, the mind will be alive. Mind will come back, assuming another body, the next janma will continue. But once the mind is free from ignorance, that the ignorant, when the prarabdha is exhausted, the mind will resolve for good. When the mind will be resolved for good, the entire sukshma will resolve for good. Therefore, there is no more mind for it to come back and assume another body. Therefore, there will not be rebirth. Consciousness never had even first birth. Consciousness never had even one birth. Therefore, there is no need to worry about the rebirth. Consciousness doesn't have a first birth, never had a birth, therefore never had a death. There were no rebirth also for consciousness, Atma. But who has the birth then? Isn't it? The birth only, the Sukshma coming back, in keeping with the prarabdha, being born in a given atmosphere, given a given parentage, the sukshma's life continues. There is rebirth. Now, the sukshma, who attains moksha again? Does atma attain moksha? No. Atma was never bound, nitya muktaha. And who attains moksha here? Again here, the mind only. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Therefore, the mind alone now is not, when ignorance is resolved, mind will resolve for good. Therefore, mind does not come back, assume another body, mind, there is a freedom. That's called what? Jivan videha muktihi. After exhaustion of the parabdha karma, the wise person's mind, wise person continues to be there as long as parabdha is there. When parabdha is exhausted, and he is exhausting the parabdham also, he is exhausting the parabdham without the kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, without the doership and enjoyership. Then he leaves the physical body, again he does, mind will not be there anymore for it to assume a body and to come back. Therefore, that's called what? Virad Bhavati. He attains Videha Muktihi. Is it clear? So the one word he is used. Swarad Bhavati. Not Virad, sorry. Swarad Bhavati. Swarad Bhavati. Swarat Bhavati. He becomes one with Brahman. Okay. Later on. Tasya sarveshu lokeshu kamacharo bhavati. Tasya sarveshu lokeshu kamacharaha bhavati. Means, here I want to stop and I want to tell you one thing. When we say, when a wise person is equated to Brahma. When a wise person is equated to Brahma, means, is wise person equated to Sagunam Brahma or Nirgunam Brahma? Nirgunam Brahma. Is it? Why? Because not even equated. Wise person's Swarupam is Nirgunam Brahma. And not only wise person Swarupam is Nirgunam Brahma, Ajnani's, ignorant person's Swarupam also is what? Nirgunam Brahma only. But the wise person is the one who knows his Swarupam being Nirgunam Brahma, pure consciousness. Ignorant person does not know his Swarupam being Nirgunam Brahma. That's the difference. Therefore, wise person is not equated to Nirgunam Brahma, so Sagunam Brahma. Why Sagunam Brahma is what now? Maya Sahitam Brahma. Maya Upahita Chaitanyam Ishwaraha Sagunam Brahma. This Nirgunam Brahma is a consciousness, pure consciousness without the Maya Upadhi is what? Nirgunam Brahma. So this Jnani Swarupam is Nirgunam Brahma. Isn't it? Therefore, even though Jnani is equated to Nirgunam Brahma, but Jnani cannot enjoy all the virtues of Ishwaraha, the Sagunam Brahma. Please understand very carefully, okay? Jnani has Nirgunam Brahma Swarupam as his own Swarupam. Why? Jnani Swarupam is Nirgunam Brahma. Satya Chitta Anandaha. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma is what? Jnani Swarupam. The Jnani can say, I, the Self, am pure consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. That a wise person can say. I mean, he says, definitely for him, I is cognitively shifted from body, mind, sense complex. Definitely. Because consciousness doesn't speak. Understand? He knows his Swarupam being Brahma. but he cannot enjoy Ishvara's virtues. What is that? Sarvajnyatvam, omniscience. A wise person is called Sarvajnaha. Why? Because he has the knowledge of the reality which is the source of all knowledge. Wise person is called Sarvajnaha, omniscient. That omniscience implies what? He has the knowledge of the absolute reality as his own swarupam, and which is the source of all knowledge. Therefore, he is said to be Sarvajna. He knows the all-knowing reality. The reality which is the source of all knowledge. But does not mean Jnani has all the details. Sarva Vetrutvam he does not have. This distinction is made very clear in Mundaka Upanishad. Okay? Ishvara is omniscient. So wise person does not become omniscient. And Ishvara is Sarva Shaktiman, omnipotent. So, wise person does not become omnipotent. He doesn't have omnipotence. And then Ishvara, the Lord, Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara, with the Maya Upadhi, Brahman with the Maya Upadhi, is called what? Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara, enjoys the status of being the Karta. He enjoys the Jagat Kartrutvam, Jagat Bhoktrutvam, enjoys what now? He can say Jagan Srishti Kartrutvam, he is a Srishti Karta, Siti Karta, and Daya Karta. Ishvara enjoys the status of being the creator of the universe, sustainer of the universe, the one in whom everything resolves also. We say that. With Maya Upadhi, don't talk about Nirgunam Brahma, okay? Maya Upadhi, whereas the wise person does not become the creator of the universe, cannot become the Srishti Karta, cannot become the Sthiti Karta, or cannot become the Laya Karta. Which means, absolute reality, the consciousness with the Maya Upadhi is known as Sagunam Brahma, Saguna Ishvara or Ishvara. Has this Ishvara status, isn't it? With Maya Upadhi enjoys the Ishvara status. We as a Srishti Karta, the creator, Siti Karta, sustainer, Laya Karta, one in whom everything resolves. And he is omniscient, omnipotent. All that virtues are attributed to Ishvara. A wise person cannot have all Ishvara's glories. It's a fact. Understand? But what can a wise person claim? A wise person can claim Nirguna Brahma as his Swarupam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Swarupam he can claim. Is it very clear? But still, wise person is glorified as great as Ishvara. And this is sometimes the exaggeration of glory. Exaggerated glory of a wise person is presented in the Upanishads. It's just to enthuse the readers and really to make people enjoy, committed to the Shastra Jnanam. Of course, there is a moksha palam is there, no doubt. Moksha palam is definite. But a wise person cannot become Ishvara. He can say what? Aham Ishvara, he can say why? From the standpoint of the reality. Because Upadhi Bheda is there. Swarupa Bheda is not there. Between Sagunam Brahma and Jnani, Swarupa Bheda is not there. Essentially, Ishvara the whole is Nirgunam Brahma. Essentially, the Jiva, wise person also what now? Jiva is also Nirgunam Brahma. Upadhi Bheda is there. Wise person's Upadhi is what? Tiny little body mansions complex. And he has made the best use of his Upadhis. accomplish the absolute end in terms of knowledge of the truth. His mind, wise person's mind, has been, is the mind which is, which has been best used. Made the, you know, wise person is the one who has made use of his mind, intellect, best use of his equipments. Because he has culminated in the vision of the truth. Apart from that, he doesn't have Maya Upadhi. Understand? Therefore, he can never become Sarvajnaha, omniscience, wise person doesn't have. Omnipotence, wise person doesn't have. Even though Swarupam of the Jiva and Swarupam of Ishvara is one and the same. Aham Swarupataha Ishvara. But Upadhitaha Aham still Jiva only. Individual only. But Mithya. Both Upadhis are Mithya. That is why any wise, suppose somebody comes and says something, be careful, okay? I'm not saying, Upanishad is saying this. But still Upanishad always presents a very beautiful, you know, the glory of the wise person. And there is slight exaggeration of the glory. And Sanskrit language is called Atishayokti Alankaraha. Exaggerated glories are presented, means slightly exaggerated. It's called what? Atishayokti Alankaraha. And wherever, whenever the glories are presented in the Shastram and the statements revealing the glories of anything is called Artha. Arthavada Vakyam, statements revealing, presenting the glory of a devata, glory of a wise person, glory of the ritual, glory of the benefit of ritual, or glory of the benefit of the knowledge. Any glorification of anything is discussed. Any part of the Veda is called, the statement is called what? Arthavada Vakyam. And stutyarthavadaha means what? A statements discussing, presenting, revealing the glories. But ninda arthavadaha. Suppose sometimes certain things are condemned in the Veda. Certain things are criticized in the Veda. It's called a ninda arthavadaha. So criticism of something presented in the Shastram is called what? Ninda arthavadaha. Some praise is presented in the form, no, it's called Stuti Arthavadaha. That we have Stuti Arthavadaha. So here, Upanishad is going, now Stuti Arthavadaha follows. Tasya sarveshu lokeshu kamacharo bhavati. This wise person who has his wisdom, who has the vision, no, kamacharaha bhavati. Kamacharaha means yatha kamam charati. Okay, let me teach now. Yaha yatha kamam charati saha kamacharaha. Yaha yatha kamam charati saha kamacharaha. The one who is capable of, one who is able to move freely at his will, appear anywhere, in any form, any time, is called what? Kamacharaha. Who is called Kamacharaha? Kamacharaha is the one who is capable of appearing anywhere, at any time, at his will. Or one who is capable of moving anywhere freely at his will is called Kamacharaha. Okay? It is possible for Ishvara. Like Narasimha avataram. Suddenly one, from one, self Purana, okay, that even we don't know that. We heard the Bhagavata Puranam. Bhagavan Vishnu appeared as Narasimha Murti and he put, you know, he was there, suddenly he appeared. From a big forest. And can Jnanik become like that? No, it's not possible. It's called what? Arthavada, Stuti Arthavada. It's called what now? Atishayokti Alankara. Okay? The wise person can move freely at his will anywhere means what? It's Ishvara Guna. Ishvara's virtue is presented as the virtue of a wise person. Just for, making the Vedanta students really get interested in study. But definitely emotional, freedom from emotional dependence will be there. Mukti is there.
Atha
ye
anyatha ato viduhu.
Okay. Now, having talked about the wise person's glory, it's called what now? Stutyarthavadaha. Now, the next sentence, immediately following sentence called what? Nindarthavadaha. Nindarthavadaha. No, ignorant person is criticized. Okay, it's a criticism of an ignorant person. Those people, anyatha, who are otherwise, who are not wise, but who are otherwise, ye janaha, ye again what now? Yahayo, ye, I taught you today. Those people who are ignorant, who are not wise, who are otherwise, ye anyatha, those people, viduhu, anyarajanaha, te anyarajanaha, ye anyatha, te anyarajanaha bhavanti. Those people who are not wise, who are ignorant, they become natural swarat. They become anyarajanaha. They become what? Anyarajanaha. Anyarajanaha means, we understand, rajanaha means kings. Raja means a king. Because the word purul is all ignorant people become anyarajanaha. Ignorant person becomes anyaraja. Anyaraja means what? Raja means the king. The king implies what? One who is master. Becomes the master. Becomes the ruler. Which means he has mastery over everything else. He rules over. Means he becomes independent. The word Raja implies what? He becomes independent. Whereas Anya Rajanaha means the ignorant people do not become masters, they do not become the kings, they become Anya Rajanaha means they become other than the rulers means what? They become slaves. The word Anya Rajanaha implies becoming slaves, having slavery, enslavement. They become slaves means what? Those who are dependent on the world and people and situations for happiness and sukham, security, they are called slaves. Who are slaves? According to the Shastram, one who works for somebody is not the slave. There must be a master, there must be a servant, isn't it? Everybody cannot become the servant in the world, master in the world. There will be a boss, there will be a supervisor, there'll be a manager, there'll be somebody. Always you have to work as somebody. You may be superior to some people and you will be subordinate to some other people also. Everybody cannot be the superiors. One has to work for, serve other person. One has to be under the control of other person. So physically one can be a slave. Nothing wrong. Physically, being a slave does not make one a slave. But emotionally, being a slave is the real slave. Who is a slave according to Shastram? Emotionally, if you have mastery, you are a master. Emotionally, if you have a slavery, if you are a slave, you are a slave. And who enslaved by what? The one who is enslaved by his own thoughts, his own, one who does not have mastery over his mind, is the slave of his mind. And the slave, who is the slave of his mind? The one who is a slave of his own desires and the needs is the slave. If you have desires, having desires is not wrong. Having desires implies, having needs implies, you are being dependent on the external world, fulfillment of your desires for your happiness and security. Isn't it? The one who is dependent on the external world or situations for one's sukham and security, he is called a slave. One who is independent of the world for his happiness is called a master. So, wise person is independent, therefore he is a swami. Okay, all sannyas supposed to be swamis. For bhiksha you can be dependent, not for sukham. Understand? If I also come, how can I be happy? Would you please tell me? If I come and ask all of you, then you what worth studying with me, okay? Really, satyam. Security also. Care of platform, somebody has given a puja room or a big room or a small room or not. Care of platform, still secure, feel secure. Swami, okay, Swami means what? The one who has mastery over one's own mind. And who is the one who has absolute mastery is possible only in jnanam. Because only then you become independent of the world for your happiness and security. Then Swami. If you are not dependent, you are still dependent on the world, relationships and then for security and happiness, you are a slave, aswami. And the Swamiji, I heard Swamiji telling, the aswami alone has become asami. Really. Asmarivich, it has come somehow, it has got, aswami has become asami. Swami has become sami. Listen, Swami, Aswami. So here, Anya Rajanaha means Aswaminaha Bhavanti. They become slaves of the world. Why? Because still they dependent on the world for their happiness and security. Physically, you can be dependent, you are dependent, you can't help being dependent. But emotionally, one can become independent. Understand? Therefore, otherwise they'll become slaves. That's what he says. Anya rajanaha bhavanti. And te kshaya lokaha bhavanti. Kshaya lokaha means they. Kshaya lokaha means, loka means object here. Kshaya lokaha means they attain, they enjoy the objects which are time bound. They're given to the pursuit of time bound ends. Tesham sarveshu lokeshu akamacharaha bhavati. They cannot move freely at their will, which means they will always be dependent. Okay? They cannot have their emotion, they are bound. They are not free. They are subject to limitations. Therefore, they cannot move freely at their will. Which means emotional freedom is highly appreciated here. Shastram does not say physical independence, okay? Physical body is there means what now? There is dependence. You depend on the world, dependent on the nature, dependent on, isn't it? Because you cannot live like that. So only emotional. Iti panchavimshaha khandaha. Okay. Now, the next shloka again. So just as when you say everything is Ishvara, wise person also is what now? Glorified as what? The Creator, Ishvara. Just as Ishvara is glorified, wise person's, Ishvara's glory is presented as the wise person's glory. Here. I told you already, it's called what? Atishayokti. Isn't it? So, should I just understand it enough? Tasya hava.
Etasya.
Evam. Manvanah. Tasya hava. Etasya.
Evam
pashyatah.
Evam
manvanasya.
Evam
vijanatah.
Evam
vijanatah.
Atmatah.
Pranah. Again, tasya hava etasya evam pashyatah. The wise person who sees this teaching, who has this clear understanding of the teaching, and who has reflected upon the teaching, and who has the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the teaching, pashyataha manvanasya vijanataha. Vijanataha is also possessive. Manvanasya also possessive. Pashyataha is also possessive. The wise person who has this clear vision, who sees this clearly, who has reflected upon very clearly, who has ascertained clearly. Okay, therefore that person, from that person, atmataha pranaha. Where is the prana has come from? We say what? Everything has come from Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. Here, atmataha pranaha. Look at this. Atmataha pranaha. Read now. Atmataha pranaha.
Atmataha.
Asha.
Asha.
Atmataha.
Smaraha.
Atmataha.
Akashaha.
Atmataha. Tejaha.
Atmataha.
Apaha.
Atmataha.
Avirbhavati.
Say
Avirbhavaha. Tiro bhavaha.
Atmataha.
Annam.
Atmataha.
Balam.
Atmataha.
Vijnanam.
Atmataha.
Dhyanam.
Atmataha.
Chittam.
Atmataha.
Sankalpaha.
Atmataha.
Manaha.
Atmataha.
Vak.
Atmataha.
Nama.
Atmataha.
Mantraha.
Atmataha.
Karmani.
Atmataha
yeva.
Idam sarvam.
Iti. Okay. So here, wise person is glorified as Ishvara, from whom everything has come into existence. Wise person here is presented as the Srishtikarta, presented as the Creator. Wise person is glorified as the Creator Lord. Who is the Creator of the universe? Even though we say there is no absolute creation. Know it very well, isn't it? We already taught you very clearly, there's no creation, there's only manifestation. But still we talk about this, everything has come into existence from, when you say, Maya Sahitam Brahma, we say Ishvara. So who is the creator of the universe? There's absolute creation is not there. There's only manifestation. It is very clear. But still we say, everything has come into existence from Bhagavan, Ishvara, the Lord. So, creator of this universe is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the creator. Ishvara is not the creator. But the creator is Ishvara, we say. So, now, wise person is glorified as what? The creator of the universe. Atishayokti. For how is it said, sarvam atmaiva, all that is here is the self of that wise person. Self of the wise person. So just to say that, sarvam atmataha eva, idam sarvam atmataha eva means, atmataha panchami, panchamyarthe tasal, isn't it? The atmanaha, we use ta, becomes fifth case meaning it gives. Sarvam atmataha eva, everything has come from the self of the wise person. Which wise person? Vijanataha manvanasya pashyataha atmataha eva idam sarvam. Everything has come into existence from what now? This wise person's self of the wise person. It means everything has come into existence from wise person means what? Wise person is glorified as the creator. Is he the creator? No. Ishvara is the creator. Sagunam Brahma is the creator. But this wise person is highly glorified. It's an exaggeration of the glory. Atishayokti. It's called, is it clear? Atishayoktihi. Okay. So he says, from that wise person alone, prana has come originated. From that wise person alone, desires have come into existence. Smaraha has come into existence. Memory has come. Space has come. Fire has come. Water has come. Atmataha avirbhavati. Avirbhavaha. Atmataha avirbhavaha. Avirbhavaha means appearance of everything is from the Ishvara. From the wise person. Tirobhavaha. Disappearance of everything also what now? Everything disappears in where? In Ishvara. Everything appears from Ishvara and disappears in Ishvara. Everything becomes manifest from Ishvara. Everything resolves in Ishvara. Here, instead of saying Ishvara, everything has manifested from wise person. Everything resolves in wise person. That's why is really a wise person srishtikarta? No. Because he does not have maya upadhi. Wise person is equated to Ishvara means Ishvara swarupam is nirgunam brahma. Jiva swarupam is nirgunam brahma. Nirgunam brahma is equal to only equal to nirgunam brahma, not to Ishvara. You have to remember very, very well here. So from the wise person has come the water, the everything appears, manifests from wise person, everything resolves in wise person. Annam, food is from wise person. Balam, strength is from the jnani. Knowledge is from jnani. Meditation is from jnani. Chittam is from jnani. Sankalpa is from jnani. A mind is from jnani. Vag is from jnani. Name, all the names are from jnani, words are from jnani, all the mantras are from jnani, all the karmani are from jnani. Atmataha eva idam sarvam. Finally he ends what now? From Atma alone everything has come into existence. Here, who's Atma? Does not say Atma. Wise person's self, everything has come into existence means wise person is equated to, here, glorified like Ishvara. All the glories, actually everything has come into existence from Ishvara, means Sagunam Brahma. You can never say everything has come into existence from Nirgunam Brahma. Okay? Because Nirgunam Brahma does not appear and disappear. Does not move at his will. Sagunam Brahma only. Therefore, you have to understand, here the glory is exaggeration of the glory. Arthavada Vakhyani. I understand here. Okay. That is over. I think I'll stop here. Time. The next is, I'm really interested, before ending the 7th chapter, what I like is, it's a beautiful Damaha is going to be highlighted. The discipline of Damaha. is very beautifully highlighted here, taught in the next following thing that we'll see next class. Okay.
Om Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.